Tigers are trying to snap a four-game losing streak as they face the Twins in Minnesota. We'll pick it up in the third inning with the game tied at two and Justin Upton at the plate.
Injuries, serious injury.
Upton slugs one out to left center. This is trouble. Buxton at the wall, and the Tigers lead. Landing in the Tiger bullpen, second homer this inning. Upton with his third, and it's 3-2 Detroit. Haley to Jones, and the 1-2 hit him right on the helmet, and let's see if he's all right. He has ripped his helmet off and now is sprinting up the third base line and now is on his knees, and a towel is out. He got hit, folks, and that is gruesome. And he is going to be escorted down inside the clubhouse.
And this pitch is behind Sano. And that had something to do with the pitch. And Sano just punched the catcher. Sano just punched McCann in the face. And the pitchers are clearing. McCann came out, got in front of Sano, put his hands on him, and Sano punched McCann right in the mask. So I believe Sano is going to be ejected from the game. And now Baker's out on the mound right now talking to him, and he has been ejected. Corey, I hope this doesn't have anything to do with what happened to Jacoby Jones earlier in this ball game when Haley hit Jones in the jaw area. And well stroke left center field. It's going to be tough. Not caught by Buxton. And Matuk around second. He's going to be waved around third. Castellanos into second. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Tigers lead 4-3.
3-2 count, two outs. And again, the payoff. He struck him out swinging on a changeup. And the Tigers win the game.
Francisco Rodriguez allows a run but still records save number six. 5-4 Tigers is your final. So Detroit does snap that four-game losing streak, but bad news for the Tigers on Saturday. Miguel Cabrera lands on the 10-day DL with a right groin strain that he suffered in Friday's loss at Target Field. The Twins have now lost 5 of 6, and a benches clearing incident made Saturday's loss even worse. Here's what the Twins skipper Paul Molitor had to say.
Yeah, a lot of things happened. It just had a funny feel from the get-go. And, you know, certainly a long game, a lot of kind of dips and turns and all those type of things. We kind of hung in there. Mejia kind of fighting himself a little bit again today, and looked like he was getting a little frustrated at times. And we were trying to, you know, he made some good pitches. He had a lot of strikeouts for the short amount of time he was out there. But when they hit it, they seemed to hit it hard. A couple mistakes on the home runs. But, you know, we hung around. We got back to even with Grossman's hit. And, they finally busted through. And, you know, we made it interesting there in the ninth, too. You know, I don't know how close Polanco's ball got to that overhang, but came up a little bit short in the end.
And what is your opinion of what happened in the fifth when the benches cleared?
Well, it was unfortunate with Justin's pitch, you know, trying to go in. And I don't think anybody likes to see that. Not sure what the diagnosis is or what's going on there, but that's not a pleasant part of our game. And they took it upon themselves to respond. And Miggy just, to me, the emotion of the moment, and McCann trying to get in between, he just reacted.
Miguel Sano is perhaps the most important hitter in the Twins lineup, but he did not make it all the way through on Saturday. The big man was ejected after going towards the mound when Matthew Boyd threw behind him.
I don't want to say talking about that, but he touched me with the glove. And this is when I react. We can't ever know in that situation. But I don't want to say talking about what he said to me and this kind of stuff.
But it was touching the fact that the glove hit you in the face, kind of.
Yeah, they gave me almost in the face, yeah.
Were you surprised he wasn't ejected, McCann?
Yeah, they supposed to inject McCann too. But I saw it then on injecting.
Did you say something to Boyd before that happened? It looked like you were pointing at him, the pitcher.
No, I only say, watch out. You don't have a reason to hit me. Because the pitcher, he don't hit that frame intention in the face. Nobody want to hit people in the face. That's not true. So, you know, if he, that guy, the team say hit somebody, they hit in the leg, chair, or something, but never in the face.
Do you think that it was retaliation for that hit that they threw at you as a way to retaliate? to get them back?
Yeah, it's intention, yeah.
Okay.
Did you have any idea that it would happen when you stepped in the box? Did you think that was a possibility?
No, I don't think so. They think like that, like the him or he one of my teammates. Because they need to understand that's not intention when they hit in the face. But, you know, nothing what I can do. All I'm trying to be ready, go to hit the ball, and that's it. I don't have any problem with nobody.
The Twins will try to secure a series win against their division rivals on Sunday when Kyle Gibson takes the mound at Target Field.